Nearly 2 million Texans have filed for unemployment benefits in recent weeks. Many more have lost jobs but can't file because the website is down or because the process is too complicated. Juanita De Leon is one of them. She worked at a bakery in San Antonio.
We don't have a job, you know, because of the virus and the lockdowns that we had and all this chaos that's going on.
De Leon has been unable to pay rent for several months. She lives at the Almost Club Apartments, which was the focus of this KSAT 12 report.
Dozens of residents find themselves locked out of their homes amid the coronavirus crisis.
When De Leon found a plastic lock on her door, she spoke to the property manager.
There was people that got laid off, and I was one of them. Why did he do it? He told me that if I didn't pay my rent in April the 27th, we were going to get evicted.
Edward Garza is the on-site property manager. He says the plastic locks placed over the doorknobs don't count as a formal eviction.
Just because we put a lockout knob, that is not part of an eviction notice, a notice to vacate, or nothing. All it is just informing you that you have not paid your rent and you have access to the apartment. We have to let you into your apartment.
Garza says he placed locks on the doors of about 18 tenants. He says maintenance can be contacted 24/7 to let people into their units. But this tactic, at best, falls into a gray area legally.
So the CARES Act applies to federally subsidized housing, public housing, tenants with Section 8 vouchers, low-income tax credit properties, and...
That's Nelson Mock, a managing attorney with Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. He's talking about the various protections provided by the CARES Act. Certain properties that receive federal funding are included in the new federal law.
And if you are a tenant that lives in these covered properties, the protections that you have include a 120-day period during which the landlord is not supposed to file an eviction case or initiate an eviction case. And then for all of those tenants, they are supposed to receive at least a 30-day notice to vacate once that period of the 120 days has passed.
The National Low Income Housing Coalition has a database of these properties on their website. Almost Club Apartments is in the database. It shows that Almost Club can't send any resident a notice to vacate until August. And those temporary lockouts might be legal if the property gives advance notice and removes the lock once the tenant asks. De Leon says she was not given advance notice. But even if the lockouts are not done properly, the CARES Act carries no enforcement mechanism. It doesn't come into effect until the eviction is filed, at which point a judge, or the renter's lawyer, if they have one, has to know about the law and bring it up. Some counties are forcing landlords to check on those protections before filing for an eviction.
In Travis County, the justice courts just issued an order that requires the landlord to verify that that a property is not a covered property.
And other municipalities are assisting renters. Dallas County, the City of Houston, the City of San Antonio, and others are providing financial assistance to some people who lost income due to COVID-19. The City of Dallas also protects some renters from eviction if they can prove financial hardship as a result of COVID-19. Austin and San Marcos put a hold on formal notices to vacate until July, and El Paso has halted notices to vacate and evictions until its local emergency order expires. And San Antonio City Council considered a similar ordinance. Remember, the CARES Act only applies to properties receiving federal funding. In San Antonio, that's about half of all properties.
Well, this right to cure ordinance, a local ordinance, will cover the other 50%.
San Antonio Councilmember Roberto Trevino spoke to TPR before the ordinance was voted on. He says eviction protections are necessary to keep people at home.
The very first phase of our strategy has always been stay home, work safe. And so that doesn't work if you're being kicked out of your home.
When the city council took public comment on the right to cure ordinance, landlords spoke up.
We are opposed to the 60-day notice to vacate.
They say their profit margins are thin.
For many small business owners, a few non-revenue producing units can mean the difference between being in the black and being in the red.
They say the ordinance would deter investment and development.
I am a wife, a mother of two future real estate owners.
And would encourage people to not pay rent.
I guarantee you their plan is to live for free as long as they can and then move in the middle of the night.
And they threatened legal action.
Such actions to the city could be challenged as unconstitutional and under as unconstitutional under the Texas Constitution. We urge you to vote no on this proposition. Thank you.
We'll take up the main motion now, and that is...
Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid says the city has the right to pass the ordinance.
All right, please vote.
Nay.
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 But it still failed, with 5 yes votes and 6 no votes.
Motion fails. Okay, we'll move now.
In Bexar County, the courts aren't hearing any eviction cases until June 1st at the earliest. But once those deadlines roll around, advocates fear a wave of mass evictions. Nelson Mock says Texas law is unforgiving.
The legal process in the state of Texas is that it's fairly merciless with regard to residential tenants. And so really tenants have to rely on the discretion of the landlords.
If a renter breaks lease by not paying rent, at any point in the lease, including now, the landlord has the right to evict.
You know, there's not a whole lot of grace built into the system. In fact, before the pandemic, I can tell you that I was in a court and I saw a landlord evict a tenant for owing $20.
That discretion could put people out on the street during the extreme heat of a Texas summer and during a pandemic of a deadly virus. For some parts of Texas, eviction hearings can begin on Monday, May 18th. When August rolls around and the CARES Act protections expire, Juanita De Leon, that renter from Almost Club Apartments, will have few options if she doesn't receive substantial assistance.
Well, for one, I don't have nowhere to go. So I would try to see where I can get help, to see where I can go, because I don't have any family members that are willing to help me. My people are deceased already.
And beyond those immediate serious concerns, evictions have a lasting impact. Mock says evictions can show up on background and credit checks, and can impact a person's ability to borrow money, get a job, buy a car, or rent another apartment. For Texans without the ability to pay rent, like Juanita De Leon, once local and federal protections expire, their immediate safety and financial futures are at the discretion of their landlords. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.